And now here to tell us again what it says in Friday's papers is Fiona Kelly.
€9 million worth of phone pouches, plans to increase the number of deportations and the death of a pioneering figure in Irish politics. Those are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. The phone pouches, which the government announced in Tuesday's budget that it plans to buy for schools, provides two of today's papers with their lead stories. The Irish Examiner quotes the teaching union say that they feel that €9 million could have been better spent elsewhere, while the Irish Independent runs with the line that private schools will be allowed to apply for funding for the pouches. For its lead story, meanwhile, Jack Horgan-Jones writes in the Irish Times that Jack Chambers and Pascal Donoghue raised concerns privately about some elements of the budget in advance of it being signed off. Measures being recommended by officials in the Department of Justice to offer greater financial incentives to families subject to deportation orders is covered in the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Brian Mahan reports that an unwritten policy of not deporting families is acting as a pull factor, which has resulted in a surge in refugees coming into the country. Yesterday's sentencing of a teenager to a lifetime in detention for the brutal murder of Lorna Woodnutt is carried on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Sun gives coverage to last night's primetime interview with Aoife Johnson's heartbroken parents, Carol and James. And another grieving mum, Rose Callaly, is interviewed in today's Irish Daily Star to mark the 20th anniversary of the murder of her daughter, Rachel. Rose tells Paul Healy that she hopes that her daughter's killer, Joe O'Reilly, never gets out of prison. An apology given to a woman by the ambulance service in Northern Ireland after she was left stranded in her car for more than 2 hours on a busy Belfast motorway following a collision on Monday night receives coverage on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. The Irish News leads with the case of 47-year-old Barry Noon from County Tyrone, who pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of his mother, 77-year-old Margaret Noon, in June 2022 by reason of diminished responsibility. The court previously heard that when officers arrived at the family home in Cookstown, they found Miss Noon dead in her bedroom while her son was in another room having attempted to take his own life. A letter written by Noon said that he had returned home to care for his mother, but he couldn't go on any longer. A force to be reckoned with. Taoiseach Simon Harris's description of Mary O'Rourke, who died yesterday at the age of 87, is widely quoted this morning. And alongside the many tributes paid to the veteran Fianna Fáil politician, her son Fergal tells the Examiner that in the past couple of months, his mum, who had been in ill health in recent years, had been in sparkling form. As for this morning, a number of today's papers give coverage to the revelation in Boris Johnson's memoir that US President Joe Biden told him that his family were not really Irish at all. And the pro-abortion stance which Melania Trump is taking in her upcoming memoir also receives lots of coverage today. And finally, there's a piece in today's Independent about a new exhibition at the National Museum of Country Life in Castlebar, celebrating the often underappreciated contribution which community midwives made to maternity care in Ireland in the past. District midwife and nurse Mary-Ann Fanning, who worked in Kerry and Dublin, is at the centre of Emma Laffey's exhibition. As well as helping to deliver babies, often in homes with no running water or electricity, Mary-Ann also provided care to wounded volunteers during the 1916 Rising. Amongst the items going on display are her 120-year-old leather midwifery bag and a christening gown from 1902, which we're told is still in use by her family.
Fiona Kelly, 11 minutes past 8, we're live in Beirut next.